Steady or slowly falling temperatures today from a morning low of 62 degrees. Sunshine, but a wind shift to the north will likely drop temperatures by morning by a good 40 degrees. 20 to 25 for a low overnight. Then highs near 50 on tap Tuesday with sunshine. Clouds develop Wednesday, middle 40s in store. Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville. With tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors downtown Marysville.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Forbes is speculating that the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations may be at a breaking point. Little progress has been made in previous talks as the U.S. continues to push a hardline stance that the governments of Canada and Mexico are not going to accept. Last week, a government official from Mexico left a meeting with the Trump administration with a negative outlook. In a separate statement, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said he's concerned about the lack of headway. Lighthizer said that so far, there's no evidence that Canada or Mexico are willing to seriously engage on provisions that will lead to a rebalanced agreement. Forbes says that Trump's team appears to be threatening to be ready to cancel NAFTA if serious concessions aren't going to be made. Mexico and Canada, however, are willing to stall and wait for Congress and U.S. business chambers to increase the pressure on the Trump administration to preserve the current framework. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue predicts fiscal year 2018 farm exports remain strong. Responding to USDA's export forecast published late last week, Perdue said continued exports are a major driver of the rural economy, mentioning that exports generate 20% of U.S. farm income. The U.S. forecast predicts farm exports for 2018 fiscal year reach a value of $140 billion. That'll be the fourth best year in history. Fiscal year 2017 closed with the third highest export total on record. Perdue also noted that ag trade surplus expected to grow 8% from $21.3 billion last year to $23 billion in 2018. Perdue said USDA continues to work around the clock to boost export prospects, not only by expanding existing markets and improving existing trade agreements, but also by aggressively pursuing new markets and new opportunities. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular at gmail.com.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A special Kansas Legislative Committee on Public School Funding will meet for the first time today to work on a response to a state Supreme Court order to boost school funding. The Supreme Court ruled in October that state aid to public schools remains constitutionally inadequate, even with the new law phasing in a $293 million increase over 2 years to make it $4.3 billion annually. The court directed lawmakers to enact a new law before July. The committee consists of 11 members that include include state, majority, and minority leaders and the chairs of the House and the Senate budget committees. The trial of three men accused of plotting to bomb a Kansas mosque and an apartment complex housing Somali refugees has been put off until March. U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren partially granted an unopposed defense request for the delay, setting the trial to begin March 19. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Pros, if you're looking to save on new tools, stop into Lowe's for big deals, including up to 35% off select tools. We have pro-grade brands you can trust to help you tackle your next job and the next and the next. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. See the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's for more details. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
A federal trial beginning today will focus on whether police lied about the results of tests on discarded tea leaves found in a Kansas couple's trash to get permission for a SWAT-style raid on their home. Robert and Adeline Hart are seeking $5 million for economic losses after a 2012 raid on their Leawood home. Johnson County Sheriff's deputies found brewed tea leaves outside their home. An affidavit claimed that field tests indicated the tea leaves were marijuana. A search of the home found only vegetable plants. The Harts say that law enforcement lied about the test results. Kansas is reporting that it collected $8.5 million more in taxes than anticipated in November. It was the sixth consecutive month with higher than expected revenues. The Department of Revenue reported the state collected $463.5 million in taxes last month. The official projection was $455 million, and the surplus is 1.9%. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water. The same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at BlueValley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. They allowed the Public Works Director to advertise a position available to replace a recent retirement opening. Complete Marshall County Commissioners minutes meetings are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and continued discussion on developing an economic development program with the intention of hiring a director. They reviewed past efforts and highlighted expectations, indicating they would take appropriate time to cast a decision. The matter will likely remain a discussion item for the next several months. Considerations brought forward were lack of rental housing, contact point for job openings and housing, local business owners' input, and how neighboring counties handle economic development. General election votes were canvassed. Kevin Elder, who had tied in ballots, was named to Washington City Council. It was reported that a letter was sent out with tax statements regarding changes in valuation for next year. The county appraiser is planning public meetings as well. A department head meeting is slated for December 18th at 1 p.m. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday drew two names to break a five-way tie for election of two as Baileyville Improvement District No. 1 Director. Eugene Strothman and Darren Schmitz were elected to this position. Marysville USD 364 School Board held a special meeting Wednesday and approved a construction change order allowing extension of the sprinkler system for an ag complex extension to the current building. A food service provider proposal was rejected and surplus property was designated. A fatality accident early Friday morning shortly after 7 a.m. in Jefferson County, Kansas near Grantville claimed the life of two people, including a Blue Rapids woman, Carla Renee Polson, age 65, and a Clay Center man, Gerald A. Baxter, age 66. Baxter was the driver with five other occupants in a van which lost control and overturned at the intersection of U.S. 24 and Barton Road. Another vehicle had failed to yield, forcing the collision. Four of the occupants of the van were Ruth M. Baxter, age 64, Robert Stewart, age 61, and Barbara Jean Stewart, age 61, all of Clay Center, and Martha M. Hansen, age 69, of Riley. One person was was taken by helicopter. Three others transferred by ambulance with injuries sustained. The driver and two children, ages 9 and 10, in the other vehicle, residents of Grantville, were not injured. The fatalities, including Carla Renee Polson of Blue Rapids and Gerald Baxter of Clay Sutter, and the injured parties were traveling to Valancing Prison Saturday morning to minister inmates. James Dwirlcott, age 75, of Hebron, formerly of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in a church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday at 1:30 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for James Dwirlcott.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Family-owned Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville is your complete furniture center. Come in for the latest brands like Broyhill, Ashley, and Lazy Boy. Or visit the Sleep Center with Serta and Simmons mattresses in inner spring, hybrid, and memory foam styles for a great night's rest. Try them out with a motion base for the ultimate sleep experience. From bedroom to living room to dining to accent pieces, Feldkamp's has it all. With quick and easy 12 months free financing right in store, Feldkamp's Furniture will make sure you get the furniture you desire. Come on in. Feldkamp's is open 7 days a week.
Steady or slowly falling temperatures today from a morning low of 62 degrees. Sunshine, but a wind shift to the north will likely drop temperatures by morning by a good 40 degrees. 20 to 25 for a low overnight, then highs near 50 on tap Tuesday with sunshine. Clouds develop Wednesday, middle 40s in store.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature, early December 45, record high on this date 74 in 2012. The average low 25 and the record low 5 degrees in 1893. Sunset this evening, 5 p.m. Sunrise in the morning at 7:26.
Harsh or mild? That's the question on everyone's mind about the upcoming winter. Some December weather lore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 4th, the 338th day of the year. Actor Jeff Bridges has a birthday, and the so-called Million Dollar Quartet, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins, recorded together on this day in 1956. We've been looking through our collection of December weather lore. Here are some tried and true proverbs you can put to the test. In December, rain before church on a Sunday is said to mean a rainy week. Is your fireplace noisy than usual? Legend has it that firewood pops more before a snowstorm. Old timers noticed that a green Christmas often meant a white Easter. And for generations, people believed a new moon occurring near Christmas Day meant a harsh winter. This year, the new moon is on the 18th. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more winter lore online at almanac.com.
Landall Corporation will host a job fair, Careers for Christmas, Wednesday, December 13th, 5 until 7 p.m. Learn about and apply for a career at Landall Corporation. On-site interviewing and weld test conducted that evening. They're seeking welders, assemblers, painters, material handlers with CDL, over-the-road drivers, and mechanical engineers. Free pizza and drinks and details on career opportunities available at Landall Corporation, Wednesday, December 13th, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Conference Center on North Street in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Devontae Graham matched his career high with 35 points for the second consecutive game. LeGerald Vick added 20, and number two, Kansas, remained unbeaten by topping Syracuse 76-60 in the Hoop Hall Miami Invitational. Graham shot 10 for 17 from the field and 7 for 13 from three-point range for Kansas, which is off to its best start in 7 years. Connor Frankamp scored 17 points, and number eight, Wichita State, closed the game on a 7-0 run to win 69-62 at number 16 Baylor. The loss ended Baylor's 46-game non-conference home winning streak. The 6-1 Shockers made 10 of 16 three-pointers. Shaquille Morris added 15 points for Wichita State. Baylor fell to 5-2 with both losses coming to ranked teams. And K-State had a weekend win over Vanderbilt 84-79. Mid-America Network Sports.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with autopay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
The Kansas City Chiefs were once an undefeated powerhouse and a solid squad that many thought would challenge for supremacy in the AFC. Andy Reid's squad is now 6-6 after losing a tough one to the New York Jets 38-31 yesterday. It was the Chiefs' 6th loss in 7 games and did little to calm the nerves of fans who think their team is in the middle of an ugly collapse. Kansas State football announced on Sunday that it will face UCLA in the 2017 Cactus Bowl in Phoenix, Arizona. The game will be played at Chase Field on Tuesday, December 26th at 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. The Cactus Bowl will be the Wildcats' 8th bowl appearance dating back to the Pinstripe Bowl in 2010. And Scott Frost is taking over for the Nebraska Cornhuskers in a program that's lost its stature among college football's elite. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores in girls' play. Marysville beat Sabetha 40-34. Washington County over Clifton Clyde 55-39. Waubunsee took Axtell 61-20. Frankfort down Pawnee City 49-24. Blue Valley girls over Lynn 46-26. Centralia topped Valley Falls 57-56. Southern rolled past Palmyra 58-11. In boys action Friday, Marysville took Sabetha 59-47. Riley County over Valley Heights 50-41. Clifton Clyde beat Washington County 58-54. Pawnee City over Frankfort 42-41. Axtell trimmed Waubunsee 60-50. Lynn boys over Blue Valley 61-43. Centralia took Valley Falls 56-37. And Palmyra over Southern 55-50. Those high school basketball scores from Friday night's play. Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville entertains Falls City. Live coverage on AM 1570 FM 94.1. In our Tuesday night tip-off, Washington County at Frankfort. Live on FM 95.5. Join us this week for the Coach's Corner program following evening sports at around 5:20. A roundabout with area boys and girls basketball coaches on the Coach's Corner.
This month, we celebrate one of the world's largest lodgepole pines located in San Bernardino National Forest in California. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Over 450 years in age, this 10-story plus tall tree and its surrounding environment have been protected since 1891. Lodgepole pine, botanically known as Pinus contorta, is native throughout western North America. It can be found as far north as the Yukon and south to Baja California. California. This pine grows best in moist, well-drained, sandy, or gravelly soils. The Native Americans used wood from these pines as poles for their lodges, thus the common name. They also mashed the inner bark to make bread, and the needles were brewed into tea. Lodgepole forests provide food and cover for birds and mammals, and the trees are hosts for the larvae of western pine elfin butterfly. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the great courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
If you venture to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, you may go see the Sault Locks. Some folks also want the experience of climbing on board one of the big ships that pass through that waterway. And for that, they may come here. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum, see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island. All along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. It's 800-581-8942 and ask for American Countryside's Reflection of Italy tour. Join us today. Paul Saverin is the curator of the Sault Historic Sites, which includes the Ship Valley Camp in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. That particular freighter was launched in 1917. Measures about 550 feet by 60 feet. A good-sized ship, but smaller and slower than many that pass by today.
You take a 1,000-footer. There's 13 of them in the Great Lakes. Now, those particular ships can carry up to 60 to 70,000 tons of coal or taconite. They would load up in Duluth and be down over in Detroit in a matter of about 4 or 5 days.
Conversely, the Valley Camp on display here could carry about 50 to 60,000 tons less for a total load of about 10,000 tons. The way those loads are put on and off the ship has changed greatly as well.
She is not a self-unloader, meaning that they had to have Hewlett buckets that were brought inside, and they were on the docks. And that would take about a day to a day and a half to unload 10,000 tons.
Not only do the new ships have more horsepower to move quickly in the water, those loads are getting on and off the ship much faster than the old Valley Camp.
Nowadays, you get the Paul Tregurta that comes into port and unloads with about 60,000 ton with a self-unloader, 10,000 ton per hour. It would take about 6 hours.
Today, the Valley Camp is a great place to experience a piece of Great Lakes shipping history.
She's been moored here for the last 50 years and has had visitors coming in from mid-May to mid-October. 7 days a week, tens of thousands of people come here.
Traveling the countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Coming soon to your mailbox, the Census of Agriculture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This is your opportunity to be heard and help shape the future of agriculture as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
This week, America's farmers and ranchers of all sizes will be receiving the Census of Agriculture in their mailboxes. It's taken every 5 years by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. It's important because it provides the only uniform and comprehensive agricultural data for every state and county in the nation. Trade associations, government, extension educators, researchers, and many others rely on Census of Agriculture data when making decisions that shape American agriculture. This includes creating and funding farm programs to boosting services for communities and the industry. Barbara Rader is the Census and Survey Division Director. She says it also gives farmers and ranchers a voice.
Every response to the census provides input for future planning and decision-making that impacts agriculture. It also provides an opportunity for us to collect important data about demographics and the financial well-being of producers. So the census will show us, you know, how many women are farming, how many veterans are farming, how many new and beginning farmers are farming. And because it's done every 5 years, it allows us to measure trends.
Your response to the census is required by law, but the same law requires that all producer information be kept confidential and the data used only for statistical purposes. You can mail in the completed census form or respond to the updated questionnaire online.
Responses will be due to us by the 5th of February 2018, and the results of the 2017 Census of Agriculture will be available in February of 2019.
Learn more about Ag Census 2017 at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver to resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
The Soil and Water Conservation Society, dedicated to healthy land and clean water. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Claire Lindahl got a new job about 4 months ago. She's the CEO of the Soil and Water Conservation Society, headquartered in Ankeny, Iowa.
Our members range from Natural Resource Conservation Service employees to teachers, farmers, CCAs, Certified Crop Advisors. Anyone working in this arena, working with farmers, working with communities on soil and water conservation issues, and we are always seeking to be more influential in this arena.
Lindahl says the Society's work is important to agriculture.
I think agriculture is changing, and I think soil and water conservation, the time is really now, especially with the soil health movement. These things are important to our national security, to be able to continue to grow food.
This is sort of late notice, but the Soil and Water Conservation Society is holding a conference on cover crops and soil health in Indianapolis this Thursday and Friday. You can learn more at swcs.org. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, following years of decline, net farm income in 2017 for the U.S. farm sector as a whole forecast to be relatively unchanged at $63.2 billion in inflation-adjusted terms. The figure up about a half a billion dollars or 0.8%. Meanwhile, inflation-adjusted U.S. net cash farm income forecasted to rise about $2 billion or 2.1% to $96.9 billion. However, both profitability measures remain below that 2000 through 2016 average, which includes substantial increases in crop and animal product cash receipts from 2010 through 2013. Net cash farm income and net farm income are two conventional measures of the farm sector profitability. Net cash farm income measures cash receipts from farming as well as cash farm-related income, including government payments minus cash expenses. Net farm income is a more comprehensive measure that incorporates non-cash items, including changes in inventories, economic depreciation, and gross rental income. The Government Accountability Office recommending several changes to improve oversight by commodity checkoff programs. The recommendations include instituting a better review of subcontracts and display of key documents on program websites. There are 22 federal agriculture research and promotion programs funded by a fraction of the sale of each unit of commodity. In 2016, checkoff funds totaled more than $885 million. The GAO reviewed eight of the programs and said the USDA's Ag Marketing Service has improved oversight since the last review in 2012, but the GAO also found that AMS does not consistently review subcontracts, which the office says impairs its ability to prevent misuse of funds, and that only four of the eight checkoff programs shared all key documents, including budget summaries and evaluations of effectiveness with the stakeholders on their program websites. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
America Ag Network. We are seeing some pressure on corn and Kansas City wheat now. December corn down 5 at 339 and 3 quarters. March corn down 5 and a quarter at 353 and a quarter. That's after a very positive start to the day. December Kansas City wheat up 1.5 at 422, but everything else is lower. March down 3 and 3 quarters at 433 and 3 quarters. In fact, the wheat markets just are not doing well at all today. Soybeans are holding on to some gains that they have shrunk back from some of the earlier highs, though. January beans up 5.5 at $9.99¾. March beans up 5.5 at $10.11½. Later months are all up by 4 and 5 cents. December soybean meal $7.40 higher at $3.3560. January's up $7.30 at $3.3750. December bean oil down 16 points at $33.34. January is down 16 at $33.53. So mixed numbers in the soy complex. And we're looking at some pressure on corn and Kansas City wheat at the present time. Pressure on livestock all the way down. December live cattle down 90 at 116.32. Feb down 95 at 121.02. January feeders down 65 at 149.67. March feeders down 80 at 147.22. December hogs down 75 now at 64.52. But the later months are up. February hogs up 60 at 71.32. So all is not lost in the livestock complex, but it is trending mostly lower. Cotton is down. December cotton down 13 points at 75.30. March cotton is down 52 at 72.76. Crude oil is on the downside today. January crude down 72 cents at 57.64, while February crude is down 71 cents at 57.66. So we are looking at mixed numbers in the futures market. Seems like everything is trending lower, though. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson with a heartwarming story of kids and neighbors helping a farmer fighting cancer. I'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
It's a story that moved across my computer screen last week, just a couple of days before Thanksgiving. And it's not an uncommon story in rural America. A neighbor who becomes ill at harvest time or planting time and can't do that job has neighbors and children who take over the job until good health returns to the farmer. Well, this story is more than just neighbors. It's family. It's kids. Todd Nelson, who farms in Nebraska, finished his cancer treatments September 15th. He has never smoked, but he's had a rough time. He's 54 years old, and he's now been home from treatment since November 8th. The cancer cells are now dead, but he still has to deal with severe radiation damage, and it's going to take a while until his body heals. The last time Nelson was able to work was August 20th, after his second chemo treatment. But here's the story. His family, friends, and neighbors have stepped up to take care of his farming operation. And the Nelson's youngest son, Jesse, has done a lot of the farming, even though he's only a junior at Centura High School. Jesse said, well, he asked me to run the place while he's sick right now, and the 16-year-old will keep at it until his dad is feeling better. Jesse has been going hard since June. His dad did the planting, but then Jesse has done a lot since then, including irrigating, cutting alfalfa, harvesting corn and soybeans. His mother said Jesse's been saying he's wanted to farm since he was 3 years old, and it never left him. Jesse knows the farm inside and out. There's nothing he can't do on the farm. He does it all, said his mother. But she said he can't drive the truck because he's not 18, but he would if he could. A heartwarming Thanksgiving story about family coming together. Back with the final word after this message.
As an agronomist, I've usually got my head in the dirt. From here, I can see how MicroEssentials fertilizer from the Mosaic Company can boost corn yields an average of 7.2 bushels per acre over traditional fertilizer. I'm seeing amazing root development and great nutrient uptake. These MicroEssentials granules are supplying every plant with the balanced nutrition it needs to reach its full potential. Get your head in the dirt at MicroEssentials.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
It was a pretty good Thanksgiving for the Nelson family as family and friends and neighbors all came together to bring goodwill. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency is reminding the ag community of operating and farm ownership loans to underserved and beginning farmers. For decades now, the FSA has set aside funds earmarked for these two specific groups. Houston Bruck of the FSA says not only do these loans help new farmers break into the industry, but the loans also help ensure one of the core purposes of the United States Department of Agriculture, and that is to ensure there's enough food.
If you've got a large supply of farmers and ranchers, and you're going to have a large supply and quantity of food, and that large number of farmers and ranchers in turn help ensure there's a lot of competition and a lot of different marketing avenues.
Ruck says if you or someone you know is interested in these loans, you need to work on getting your ducks in a row before you fill out the paperwork.
Really, I encourage you to sit down and work through a business plan. Just put a pencil to paper. How is this going to work? What's my income, my expenses going to be? What's my current financial situation? Just write down even, here's what I want to do, here's how I'd like to market it. Come in with a very basic business plan.
You can find the FSA office nearest you online at www.fsa.usda.gov. In other news, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue predicts fiscal year 2018 farm exports will remain strong. Responding to the Department of Agriculture's export forecast published last week, Perdue says, quote, "Exports continue to be a major driver in the rural economy," mentioning that exports generate 20% of U.S. farm income. The USDA forecast predicts farm exports for the 2018 fiscal year will reach a value of $140 billion. That would be the fourth best year in history. Fiscal year 2017 closed with the third highest export total on record. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Work.
The Wichita Farm and Ranch Show, December 14th through 16th. New location, new dates, and new times. This year's show will be held at the Kansas Star Event Center 9 to 5 Thursday and Friday and Saturday 9 to 4. Free admission, free parking. See the latest in farming and ranching and pick up those last-minute Christmas gifts. Register to win a Louisiana LG 1100 wood pellet grill. Sponsored by Wichita Tractor Company and Trade Expos. The Wichita Farm and Ranch Show, December 14th through 16th at the Kansas Star Event Center. We'll see you there.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
Take your choice of a tough new Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Take your choice of a new 2017 or new 2018 model. 1,500 and 2,500 model Chevy Silverado pickups, both 2017 and 18 models, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency is reminding the ag community of operating and farm ownership loans to underserved and beginning farmers. For decades now, the FSA has set aside funds earmarked for these two specific groups. Houston Bruck of the FSA says not only do these loans help new farmers break into the industry, but the loans also help ensure one of the core purposes of the United States Department of Agriculture, and that is to ensure there's enough food.
If you've got a large supply of farmers and ranchers, and you're going to have a large supply and quantity of food, and that large number of farmers and ranchers in turn help ensure there's a lot of competition and a lot of different marketing avenues.
Ruck says if you or someone you know is interested in these loans, you need to work on getting your ducks in a row before you fill out the paperwork.
Really, I encourage you to sit down and work through a business plan. Just put a pencil to paper. How is this going to work? What's my income, my expenses going to be? What's my current financial situation? Just write down even here's what I want to do. Here's how I'd like to market it. Come in with a very basic business plan.
You can find the FSA office nearest you online at www.fsa.usda.gov. In other news, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue predicts fiscal year 2018 farm exports will remain strong. Responding to the Department of Agriculture's export forecast published last week, Perdue says, quote, "Exports continue to be a major driver in the rural economy," mentioning that exports generate 20% of U.S. farm income. The USDA forecast predicts farm exports for the 2018 fiscal year will reach a value of $140 billion. That would be the fourth best year in history. Fiscal year 2017 closed with the third highest export total on record. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Work.
The Wichita Farm and Ranch Show, December 14th through 16th. New location, new dates, and new times. This year's show will be held at the Kansas Star Event Center, 9 to 5 Thursday and Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Free admission, free parking. See the latest in farming and ranching and pick up those last-minute Christmas gifts. Register to win a Louisiana LG 1100 wood pellet grill. Sponsored by Wichita Tractor Company and Trade Expos. The Wichita Farm and Ranch Show, December 14th through 16th at the Kansas Star Event Center. We'll see you there.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full-service station.